Joe Manzilla. Joe, how are you?
Good, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Now, you are running for the first ward seat. Eric Hewitt doesn't want the job anymore. Is that correct?
That's right. He's moving on to bigger and better things.
All right. And why are you running?
Well, it's a good question. I really want to, kind of one of my big goals, to really bring some new people and some new blood into what we're trying to do in Lansing. And I think there's a little bit of a deficit of several types of voices within the city that they're just not being represented. And I think I can do a lot of hard work to reach out to folks and to bring them into the process and to kind of get the process moving along a little smoother.
Who's not being represented from your perspective?
Well, we have several large groups in my mind. Obviously, I'm 25, so you've got the young folks I do want to bring into it. But we also have a huge group of immigrants and refugees, actually, in the first ward. I think we have, 55 languages spoken at home in the first ward alone. And finding ways to tap into those networks and bring those folks into the process really builds that sense of a great community and a global community that you can really build on that success as a city and really move forward.
All right, Joe, tell us a little bit about your background.
Sure. I graduated from Michigan State with a degree in urban planning, getting my master's right now in public policy, and my day job currently, I work for a regional economic development organization, but I'm actually leaving fairly soon to start my own business.
Where did you go to high school?
High school back in... It's in Shelby Township at Eisenhower High School.
All right. Now, tell us about your thoughts on Lansing Mayor Virg Bonero. Has he done a good job in your estimation?
Well, the way the city's charter is built, we're a city that's built for a strong mayor. And I feel like Virg does a good job of being a strong mayor, if you get what I'm saying. I think it's the job of the council, and especially the ward seats, to kind of translate and to bring people along in the process and really make sure that Virg knows what the constituents are really saying in that area and what the needs are, how you can make these things work. I think, I don't want to critique the guy so early in the morning. I think we can all do more within local government to communicate better, and that is one thing that I do want to do, and that's one thing I do want to bring to the process.
Well, do you think he's done a good job, average job, or not-so-good job?
I'll give him a B minus.
Where could it be better?
I think just bringing people along in the process and being more transparent, which is a tough thing to do. That takes a lot of hard work, and it can't just be on the mayor alone. You have 8 people on a city council with very diverse backgrounds, broad interests, and they have connections to different groups within the community, and that entire group should be leveraging those connections in a positive manner toward bringing people along in the process.
Has Lansing City Council done a good job?
I think they can do better. I think they can do much better. And that's why I'm running.
Well, how can they do better?
some of the stuff, the saying, a house divided falls. And in my mind, our city council and our city government should be presenting a united front for creating a more prosperous future for the city, and the same goes too for the region. We need to be working together with the neighbors to help lower our costs on services, to help coordinate, provide better services in the big picture. And that perspective is key in helping to drive forward this prosperity agenda.
Would you vote to raise taxes in order to balance the budget?
Boy, it depends. I mean, it really depends on what we're talking about. With this past millage, because of the way Proposal A, the way Headley works, a majority of the people who would have, it would have been a large increase in millage, but because property values had fallen so precipitously, a majority of the people wouldn't actually see an increase. It would still be a decrease. So if it's a scenario like that, I'm open to putting it on the ballot, just like we did last time.
All right, Joe, we will have you back on the program throughout the next several months. We appreciate your time. We'll talk with you soon.
All right, you have a good one.